Massachusetts has one of the highest life expectancy rates in the country, with people living an average of 80.7 years. But Springfield is below the statewide rate. In one inner-city neighborhood, life expectancy is 70.3 years. The high rate of premature mortality is one of the key findings in the Springfield Health Equity Report released Monday by the Public Health Institute of Western Massachusetts. It's an update of a report published 5 years ago by the organization that showed Black and Latino populations lag behind whites in health outcomes. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with the Institute's Executive Director, Jessica Collins.
At the beginning of the report, you'll see we break out a picture with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation has been putting out for years, which basically shows what affects people's quality and length of life. And 40% of that are social and economic factors. 20% is healthcare, 10% is environment, and another 20%, I believe, is behavior.
Overall, how does Springfield's health compare to the rest of the state?
You know, it really depends on which health indicator. So overall, health indicators oftentimes go along with economic indicators. So I think as Springfield is on the rise, health outcomes are as well. So just like any of what they call the gateway cities in Massachusetts, Holyoke, Brockton, Somerville, Lawrence, it's about similar health indicators. And again, that is often mirrored with economic development and opportunity for people.
The study also identifies disparities between whites and Black and Latino populations in Springfield.
Okay, so just to clarify, so we call them health inequities. And the reason we use the word inequity versus disparity is because inequity refers to something that's avoidable, you know, and unjust, basically. We see extreme inequities with teen pregnancy rates, where a young Latina might be 6 times more likely to be a teen mom than her white counterpart. So that is an inequity. We see similar rates where asthma in our schools, children who identify as Latino or Latina are much more likely to have asthma than their white counterparts. So those are just two data points that we have in our report. And the reason why this report is so special and why we wanted to update it is because you typically don't see data disaggregated by race and ethnicity. That's pretty unusual, and we felt like we needed to do that so that people could see the stark differences.
In the 5 years since the last report, have we seen improvements?
A few things. And improvements take a long time because, like I said, if 40% of the reason is socio and economic factors, it takes a long time to shift socio and economic factors. So you can't expect health outcomes to change. Two areas where we have seen change is decrease in teen pregnancy overall across the state, as well as in our region and in Springfield, so that's good. We have seen a decrease actually in smoking, adolescent smoking and drug use actually in Springfield, which is terrific.
And what's being done to improve the inequities that are cited in this report?
No, thank you for asking. So, I mean, there is a lot of great work going on in the city. Mostly the strongest work that gets done and has an impact are multi-sector collaborations. So bringing business and city government and healthcare and community-based organizations together to say, we need to fix that problem. What are the strategies that we need to do? And that has made a difference. We've seen differences in literacy rates, but from the Davis Foundation's reading success by fourth grade, that will have tremendous impacts on health indicators in the long run for those children. So that's just an example I would call out.